Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyabingelela nonke enilaleleyo namhlanje ngegama lika Jesu Christu inkosi yethu. Siyabonga ngalesi sikhathi esisithathayo ukubana sifunde ilizwi likaNkulunkulu ngaphansi kwesihloko esithi kophela njani, kophela nini ukufana, kophela njani, kophela nini ukufana. Singakaqhubekeli phambili ngizocela ukubana sibe nomthandazo. Igama lami nginguJimmy okaDube olisilethela isifundo lesi namhlanje. Asikhulekeni sicele uNkulunkulu asithungamele asiqondise ekufundeni kwethu. Baba wethu osezulwini, siyakubonga Nkosi ngoba sisenelisa ukuthi silizwe izwi lakho sisaphila. Nkulunkulu usasinikile leli thuba, sicela Nkosi yezulu nomhlaba ukubana usinike, usivezele iqiniso lakho, silizwisise, sililandele, usinike ukukhetha okuqondileyo ngegama likaJesu Kristu inkosi yethu. Amen. Balaleli kuzo zonke indawo lapho enikhona, siyanibingelela njalo ngaphansi kwesifundo esithi kophela nini ukufa, kophela nini ukufa. Silokhe siqhubekela phambili sidinga indaba yokuthi sizwisise indaba yokufa. Sike safunda, sizobuyela kubaKorinte bakuqala. AbaKorinte bakuqala chapter isahluko ngesika 15 and iversi sizokuqala kuverse 26. AbaseKorinte bakuqala kuchapter 15 sizokufunda njalo uverse 26 esibikelayo ukubana ukufa kuyisitha njalo ukufa kuzochithwa, kuzobhujiswa ukufa. Ivesi lithi ivesi elika 26 kuba Korinte bakuqala chapter 15, isitha sokugcina esiya kuchithwa singukufa. Umbuzo ongalandela ungabuza uthi kunini, kophela nini, sochithwa nini lesi sitha? Ma kungaba nesikhathi esisi okumele sisikhalele, isikhathi sokuthi kathi koze kube nini sikhala ngokufa. IBhayibhili iyasinibonisa ukubana ukufa kuyisitha okufanele ukubana sichithwe. Ngezinye indlela ukufa kuyisitha kuNkulunkulu owasidalayo nakuye. UNkulunkulu akasithandi lesi sitha. Simi khonapho kuba Korinte bakuqala chapter ngu 15 sizokuya kuvesi ngu 54. Mangithi kasiqale ngo verse 53 sifunde sisiyofika ku verse 56. Ithi lona iBhayibhili, ngokuba lokhu okubolayo kumele kwembatha ukungaboli. Nansi indaba, imizimba yethu iyabola. Imizimba yethu iyabola, iyaguga. Ukuguga yindlela yokubola kwemizimba yethu. IBhayibhili ithi, ngokuba lokhu okubolayo kumele ukwembatha ukungaboli. Nalokhu okufayo kumelwe ukwembatha ukungafi. Umbuzo ukuthi koba nini, koba njani ukuthi lokhu okubolayo kwembathe okungaboliyo, lokhu okufayo okuyimzimba yethu kwembathe ukungafi. Ithi yona kuverse 54, kepha nxa lokhu okubolayo sokwembethe ukungaboli, nalokhu okufayo sekwembethe ukungafi, kuzogcwaliseka izwi elilotshiweyo lokuthi ukufa kuginywe kwaba ngokunqoba. Ukufa kuginyiwe kwaba yikunqoba. Kuverse 55 ithi kufa kuphi ukunqoba kwakho na? Kufa luphi udonsi lwakho na? Iqhubeke phambili ku 56 ithi udonsi lokufa yisono, amandla esono ngumthetho. Siqhubekele phambili ku 57 ithi kepha makabongwe uJehova osinika ukunqoba ngenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu. Balaleli, namhlanje ngithemba sizokuba nokuzwisisa ukubana uJesu Kristu ungena kuphi endabeni yokunqoba yokufa. UJesu usinika ukunqoba indaba yokufa. Usinika ukunqoba phezu kwalokho okusihlukumezayo okuyikufa. Ngegama likaJesu Kristu siyakunqoba ukufa. UKristu uthi mina ngikuphila nokuvuka. Uthi etshela uMarita udadewabo kaMartha. Sokufe uLazaro. ULazaro esefile ayemthanda uNkulunkulu. Ngezinye indlela even nabathandwa nguNkulunkulu bayafa. Sonke singamthanda uNkulunkulu kodwa siyafa. Kodwa liyeza ilanga elizokubonisa umahluko phakathi kwabamthandayo uNkulunkulu nabangamthandiyo, abamkholiweyo nabamkhonzayo uNkulunkulu nabangamkhonziyo. IBhayibhili iyasitshela kuJohane isahluko ngesika 5, isahluko sesihlanu esika Johane. Asifundeni balaleli, sizwisise indaba yokufa kuJohane isahluko ngesesihlanu ivesi ngelika 28. Asizweni umahluko uNkulunkulu awufakayo phakathi balabo abazokukholwa uNkulunkulu ngegama likaJesu uKristu nalabo abangasoze balikholwe. Sizokhumbula ukubana sikhulume indaba yokuthi engadini ensimini yase-Edeni kwaba nama-instructions amabili. I-instruction eyavela kuNkulunkulu yathi ma ningadla lesi sihlahla ni esokwazi okuhle nokubi nizokufa nokufa. Inyoka yafika yathi ni anisoze nife nokufa. Yikho kunamagama amabili aphambi kwethu, elikaNkulunkulu negama elenyoka. Yikho namhlanje masifunda ivesi le male sifunde kuJohane chapter 5 isinikeza only abantu igroup zabantu abayi 2. Asifundeni kuverse 28. Ningamangali ngalokho, ngokuba isikhathi siyeza lapho bonke abasemathuneni bayokulizwa izwi layo inkosi. Abenze ukulunga baphumele ekuvukeni kokuphila, abenze okubi ekuvukeni kokulahlwa. Nanzi igroup ezimbili kuphela emhlabeni ezilandela amazwi amabili afika ngendaba yokufa enga ensimini yase-Eden. Elinye ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lathi ningadla nizokufa. Elenyoka lathi anisoze nife nokufa. So sinama group i2 amabili lapha emhlabeni. Abafileyo iBhayibheli lithi ningamangali ngalokho, ngokuba isikhathi siyeza lapho bonke abasemathuneni bayakulizwa ilizwi layo inkosi. Abenze ukulunga baphumele ekuvukeni kokuphila, abenze okubi ekuvukeni kokulahlwa. Kungani benzeni laba abenze okubi? Ayisikho akusho ukuthi abenze okubi yibo abone abayizoni ezedlula labo abenze okuhle. Sonke siyizoni, siyafana phambi kaNkulunkulu. Kanti manje okwehlukanisayo kuyini? Abanye kuthiwe khona benze okuhle, abanye okuthiwa benze okubi. IBhayibheli yasibonisa ukubana ngokuba kuJohane 3 verse 16 uThixo uJehova wathanda ilizwe kangaka waziwanikela indodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa ukubana bonke abakholwa nguyo bangabhubhi babe nokuphila okunaphakade. Okuza sehlukanisa balaleli ayisizozono ukuthi senze izono ezingaka, omunye wenza ezingaka. Okuzo sehlukanisa ukuthi sikholiwe kuJesu kuphela, samthemba njengomfeli wethu, samthemba njengenkosi yethu. Yikho okuza sehlukanisa ukuthi kube khona abenze okuhle, kube khona abenze okubi. Ayisikho ukuthi owonileyo kakhulu ngubani, owonileyo kancane ngubani, kodwa okuza sehlukanisa yikukholwa ukuthi sonke sesonile, senzeni ngokona konke esikwenzileyo. Abanye abone okudlula thina bazokuthola usindiso, abone kancane baza kulahlwa, ngoba kabakholwanga kuJehova. Isono isono, uNkulunkulu usibheka njengesono. Asikho isono okuthiwa sincane, akukho isono okuthiwa sikhulu, isono isono. Kodwa masihamba kuJehova ngezono zethu, noma zinjani, noma zibomvu, uJehova uzokusithethelela asinike ikuphila okungunaphakade. Nasi indaba ehlukanisa abantu. Abantu mabesiya emathuneni kukhanya angani bayafana, okholwayo nongakholwayo kukhanya ngani bayafana, kodwa umahluko uzobonakala ekuvukeni. IBhayibheli ithi ningamangali ngalokho, ngokuba isikhathi siyeza. Soba nini lesi sikhathi, siyasidinga, lapho bonke abasemathuneni baza kulizwa ilizwi likaJehova. Abenze ukulunga baphumele ekuvukeni kokuphila, abenze okubi ekuvukeni kokulahlwa. Bakhona abaza kuvukela ukuphila, bakhona abazokuvukela ukulahlwa. Yikho lesobona khona umahluko phakathi kwalabo abathethe uJehova yaba inkosi yabo, uKristu bamvuma njengomfeli wabo ukubana baze bangabhubhi, lapho kuzaba lomahluko khona. Namhlanje kusedi mlaleli, kumbe emini namhlanje, whatever isikhathi esiza kuhlangana ngaso, isikhathi eliza kulizwa leli lizwe, kumbe kusekusedi, kumbe busuku, kumbe uliphinde nini, ilizwi likaNkulunkulu linye lithi okholwa kuye angabhubhi kodwa abe nokuphila okunaphakade. Siyasidinga lesi sikhathi. Soba nini, iBhayibheli isitshelile, yasibonisa ukubana isikhathi siyeza. Kunini kulesi sikhathi esizokufika, siyokufika nini lesi sikhathi? Sizothi siyibheke kafishane encwadini kabaseTesalonika yakuqala, isahluko ngu-4, sizoyifunda from verse ngeka 13. Sizoyifunda le verse esibonisa ukuthi yisiphi lesi sikhathi okuthiwa khona kuzoba khona ukuvuka. Abanye bavukele ukuphila okunaphakade, abanye bavukele ukufa okunaphakade. Ithi yona kuverse 13, kepha asithandi bazalwane ukuba ningabi nokwazi ngabaleleyo kumbe ngabafileyo, ukuze ningadabuki njengabanye abangenalo ithemba. Ngokuba uma sikholwa ukuthi uJesu wafa wavuka, ngokunjalo ke uNkulunkulu uyakubaletha nabaleleyo kumbe nabafileyo kuJesu kanye naye. Ngokuba lokhu sikusho kini ngezwi lenkosi ukuba thina esisekhona sisasele kuze kube sekufikeni kwenkosi, asikuba ndulela nempela abaleleyo kumbe abafileyo. Ngokuba inkosi uqobo iyokwehla ezulwini ngezwi lenhlokomo, ngephimbo lengilosi enkulu nangecilongo likaNkulunkulu, nabafileyo kuKristu baya kuvuka kuqala. Nasi indaba esizwa siphendula umbuzo okuthi koba nini iBhayibheli yasitshela ukuthi ekuzeni kukaKristu bazokuvuka uKristu ma esiza. Singaba nombuzo kule indaba, ma sinombuzo ningangithinta kunombolo ezithi 0832692472 siyixoxe indaba le 0832692472. Singakasiphethi lesi sigaba, ngicela ubana simbonge uNkulunkulu, sikhuleke. Asikhulekeni Baba wethu osezulwini, siyabonga ngamaqiniso akho osivezela wona, amaqiniso okubana indaba yokufa izokuphethwa nini. Nkulunkulu, sicela ukubana mayiphethwa le ndaba yokufa sivuke Nkosi, masithe salala kumbe Nkosi ungasasitholanga siphila, sibe ngabazovukela ukuphila okunginaphakade, ngoba lokhu sikucela ngegama likaJesu Kristu Nkosi yethu. Amen.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.